AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
How do you get connected with The Simpsons from there?
So the big connection there is that's where I met Matt Groening, who's the creator of The Simpsons. And he was, the week that I was hired, they also hired a young art director named Millie Smythe. And Millie was friends with Matt Groening. So she recommended him whenever they needed copywriting for the posters. So if we were working on a campaign for a poster, one of the big things is they would need a tagline. Those are usually the headline across the top of the poster. Mm-hmm. It gives you like a little log line about it, and then you'd see the big image, mm-hmm. and then you'd see the title down below, and then the credits. Mm-hmm. That was like your standard 80s movie poster. So somebody had to write those copy lines. So they would bring in writers who would sit down and watch the film. You know, we would have like these rough cut versions of the films that nobody had seen yet. Mm-hmm. And they would watch them, and then they would go off and write, you know, a couple of pages worth of possible lines, and then submit them. And usually they would have, you know, a number of different writers come in. So the chances of your thing getting accepted were, you know, kind of slim. There was a lot of competition. But Matt was a clever guy, and, you know, he would write stuff that worked. And so I saw him around the office. I think I met him once, and then I would see him in the hallway. And, you know, so I knew him enough to say hi, mm-hmm. but that was about it. And I knew that he had a comic strip called Life in Hell. So to some extent, he was a bit of a celebrity, but it was, like I said, pre-Simpsons. So he was still just a struggling cartoonist / writer, you know? Yeah. So flash forward a few years, I'd moved on to another illustration studio, which is where I did the Disney posters. And I did a lot of other like general advertising unrelated to the movie industry, but that's where the Disney stuff happened. And I got a call one day from, this is like early 1990. And it's Millie, my friend Millie. And I hadn't seen her, you know, since I left BD Fox. So I hadn't seen her in like maybe 4 years. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Hey, Bill, how's it going?" And we chit-chatted a little bit. And she said, "You remember Matt Groening?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, of course." And she said, "Well, I don't know if you've seen his new show, but he's got a show on Fox. And he put me in charge of all the merchandise art. So I'm trying to recruit artists to do artwork for merchandise because the show's starting to blow up. And there's all these licensees that have... you know, are kind of on the edge of launching all these products that are going to be out soon. And we don't have enough artists to do the artwork for the packaging. So if that's something you're interested, I don't know if you can do freelance where you're at, but, you know, if you can do any work on the side, but if you can, I'd love to talk to you because I know you're doing like the Disney stuff now." And she said, "I remembered when we worked together, you were into cartoons and animation and all that." I said, "Oh, yeah, I'd love to." So I came over to her studio, and she kind of showed me how to draw the characters. And she gave me my first assignment, which ended up on a T-shirt. I think it ended up on, like, party napkins and a few other things. Oh, wow. But I have the T-shirt, and, you know, it's really badly drawn. But it's representative of the show at the time, because like in the first season, everything was pretty funky and not really drawn all that well. So I was like trying to draw in the style of the show, but not really knowing the show yet. So, you know, there's aspects of it that I would change if I had to go back. But I also have to keep reminding myself that, you know, the show, what's on model, what's considered on model for drawing the characters today is very different.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.